Hello and welcome to episode 13. Count them, 13, not 12, not 14, 13 episodes in. Unlucky for some and also lucky for some. Some cultures, 13 is a lucky number, some unlucky. But who gives a fuck? Anyway, I am joined as always by my good friends, David Klein.
Hello.
And Dave Rothney.
Morning.
Not quite, no.
I shouldn't say that, should I? Because it's afternoon.
You shouldn't even say that. You just you date the podcast to a time of the day, and it throws people. Yeah,
I'm an amateur. Hello.
Well, we're still learning, aren't we? I'm 8 years in, and I'm still learning. So but this week we had a chat in our WhatsApp group, which, by the way, is hilarious. And we were knocking about topics, and this one has been due for discussion, and it's obviously connected to football, like everything that we do. This is shithousing, okay? This is top shithousery by players, fans, managers, like anything of basically, people doing the dark arts, as some people call them, as Ron Atkinson would have called them, the dark arts, although he might not have used the word dark, he might have used another word that would have got him thrown off TV and all of us cancelled, so let's move on. So it's about shithousery. The most recent example of which I thought was amazing was...
I'll just jump in.
Yeah.
Just to start, because what can you define? Start by defining what shithousery is to the uninitiated.
Well, like the dark arts, really. You know, it's why. In fact, well, here's an example. Top example of shithousery that happened recently was in the Australia World Cup playoff. I can't remember who they were playing. Does anybody remember? Is it Egypt by any chance? No? No, it wouldn't be. Well, anyway.
You're probably right.
I do apologise. But anyway. The goalkeeper was brought on for the penalty shootout just towards the end of the extra time. Now, great idea, you know, he's a penalty taking specialist, but also top shithouser. In between saving penalties, he was winding the crowd up, getting all the crowd going. He got the water bottle of the opposing goalkeeper that had all the information written on the water bottle about his team's players and how they take penalties, and he chucked it into the fucking crowd. Now, you know, some would say that's unsportsmanlike behavior. I'd say that's top shithousing. So what I'm talking about. Yeah, like Dennis White is going to pick Nicky Butt up off the floor after he fouled him, and he's not helping to pick him up. He's got hold of his armpit hairs, and he's pulling his armpit hairs. So Nicky Butt reacts, lashes out, gets sent off.
Right. Well, Dennis White is going to manage Leeds. That was shithousing, wasn't it?
Well, to be fair, we had literally just disappeared then. We had Ken Bates as an owner, and Dennis Wise is coming to managers. I mean, yeah, just... Let's not talk about that horrendous history.
Sorry, that's not this week's subject. Right, so Vinnie Jones grabbing Gazza's bollocks, that was shithousing. Is that in the shithousing category?
Absolutely. Right. Matthias Klick walking past an argument between two opposing players and pouring water down one's back and then just carrying on as if nothing had happened. That's shithousing.
So the Cantona incident, sorry, Dave, I'll just jump in on this. So the Cantona incident, is that reverse shithousing then?
I think that's just common garden, just good old fashioned assault, really.
Right. Sorry, Dave.
I was going to say, so what is the difference between gamesmanship and shithousery, or are they both the same?
That's a very good question. I personally think shithousing is just gamesmanship can be subtle. Shithousing usually no. isn't, because the purveyor of the shithousing is not trying to in any way cover up that they're shithousing. Okay.
So there's a clandestine nature to gamesmanship, whereas shithousery is out up front and in your face.
I mean that's kind of my definition of it, but I don't have a dictionary kicking around right now.
I've got one here.
Oh, go on then, mate.
Yeah, I've got one here. A person who behaves despicably, especially when applied to a footballer who behaves badly during matches and appears to take pride in it. Ah. I think that's the key thing, isn't it? It's your gamesmanship is something you're blatantly and proud of. So,
Well, the Aussie keeper was very proud of the fact that he threw his opposing number's water bottle into the crowd with all the information.
Well, we've already mentioned Vinnie Jones with Gazza, but Vinnie Jones on Steve McMahon in the 88 FA Cup final.
Personally, I don't think that was shithousing. I think that was just a fucking vicious tackle. I think we've got to draw the line somewhere.
A reducer.
No, a reducer, in fact, set the tone. Get the tone.
So that isn't shithousery then?
Well, no, not really. I don't know. I mean, I'm not the font of all knowledge on this. What do we think?
I think you should be. I think there's room for this. Stockley Park, was it shithousing? They're going to go upstairs and check. I mean, Roy Keane would have, you know, you have the sin bin, he would have spent his entire career in the shithouse. I mean, I thought, you know, the Alfinger Haaland assault. I mean, that's kind of shithousing, but yeah, that's threatening the career of somebody else. So that's probably in that camp as well. I suppose somebody like Bruce Grobbelo in the European Cup final doing his jelly legs, that's probably a form of shithousing. He was proud of that.
Gamesmanship, I would say that.
Right.
To be fair, but given the description that we just read, I don't think Jelly Legs is behaving despicably.
No, exactly.
That is more gamesmanship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think fans at Middlesbrough, it might have been Man City fans, away fans. At Middlesbrough, singing to Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank when he went to get the ball, "You're just a fat Eddie Murphy." I think that is shithousing.
Yeah, that's true.
I think in the Old Firm game years ago, during the closed season, and apologies if I get this the wrong way round, I'm going to get death threats from Scotland for this, but nothing new. Get in line.
They don't mind. They're pretty laid back about sectarianism up there.
Yeah, do you know what? If you say Celtic, but you mean Rangers, everyone's pretty cool with it, actually.
They love a half and half scarf in Glasgow.
Oh, don't they just? Yes. Yeah, half orange and half red. Anyway.
Okay. I've just come back from Glasgow, and we stayed in a flat, and he had a signed picture of... not signed, what am I talking about? There was a portrait of James Connolly, famous Republican, and a cushion. I'll share it with you actually on our WhatsApp feed of James Connolly. And then we later met up with Deb's friend, Wendy, who's married to Derek Forbes, who is a former original bass player with Simple Minds.
All right.
He's a massive Gers fan.
Yes.
I said, oh, you wouldn't have liked where we're staying.
By the way, it's the Gers.
Well, Gers, Gers, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. You wouldn't have liked where we were staying. There were posted pictures of James Connolly and a James Connolly cushion. He went, fair enough.
So it was like, yeah, well,
I was expecting him to go massively, "You bastard, get out of my fucking house."
Well, that's Airbnb shithousery there, isn't it? Really? But anyway, to go back to the point. So I think it was a Celtic player and this is right back in the day. As you'll see from the story, he was working on his loft, and he was working with paint stripper and stripping the loft, and decided to light a cigarette and obviously set himself ablaze. Police, you know, ambulance called, all the rest of it. And he had 60 to 70% burns all over his body. And at the next Old Firm game, the Rangers fans sang, "It's my attic and I'll fry if I want to. Fry if I want," did the whole song.
Wow.
That's shithousery.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Well, it's despicable, isn't it?
Yeah, which is despicable.
We're taking pride in it. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing nice about shithousery, is there? I think because it's got a vaguely amusing name. I mean, it's essentially just really offensive behaviour that you revel in.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's offensive behaviour that if one of your players is the purveyor of, and you know, it says in that definition, the player seems to take pride in it. I take pride in it when I see a Leeds player, you know, doing some excellent shithousery. I take pride in it, you know.
Yeah.
I've mentioned to you guys before, is, you know, Matthias Klicker, our current team is superb. Another player who's great at shithousery is Calvin Phillips, as you'll find out soon, Dave, after you fucking robbed us of him.
I suppose, I don't know whether this counts as shithousery, but it does in a way. My favourite incidents was when, this is managers, when Jose Mourinho, back in the days when everybody liked him, when he was at Porto, and they knocked Man United out of the Champions League at Old Trafford. And at this point, Jose Mourinho wasn't known to the world. This is pre-special one. And as they scored the winner, he did a knee slide down the touchline at Old Trafford in front of Alex Ferguson. I thought that was brilliant. Anyway, fast forward to about, I don't know, it must be 20-odd years later, when Mourinho is his second stint at Chelsea, and they're getting knocked out the Champions League by Atletico Madrid. And at the end of the game, Diego Simeone did a knee slide in front of Jose Mourinho. And it was brilliant, because what was great about it was that Mourinho, for all of his faults, he kind of acknowledged it. He kind of looked at him and gave just a kind of, okay, yeah, I'd do the same. In fact, I have done the same. Yeah. But that was, I thought, a nice piece of circular managerial shithousery. But it made me laugh, because it made me laugh at the time when Mourinho did it. I just thought it was a brilliant thing to do. And I sort of think you can't do that sort of thing unless you're prepared to take it. So he kind of took it, really. And Simeone, I mean, I imagine every day is a shithouse day in the Diego Simeone household.
Oh, Diego Simeone is shithousing his dog, isn't he? I mean, he's just fucking, he's just like never stops. And funnily enough, the knee slide, there's another example of it, which was, I think, the next Manchester derby after United got booted out of Europe by Mourinho's Porto. The next Manchester derby was at the Etihad, and Robbie Fowler scored and did the Mourinho knee slide in front of the Man United fans.
Ah, good call.
Yeah, I remember that as well. And funnily enough, knee slides are pretty good. I remember we had a really good player whose name has skipped my mind. Adam Clayton. And he was really good, really good player. And for some apparent no reason that anyone could figure out, Neil Warnock sold him, presumably because he was too good. So when we played Middlesbrough, Adam Clayton scored the winner, and he scored it, and he ran all the way to the halfway line and did a knee slide right in front of Warnock and give it the yeah like that. And Warnock, to be fair to him, stood there, laughed and applauded him.
Yeah.
You know, when shithousing's got right, I think every party involved can actually appreciate it.
And this is the reducer, and I think we've reduced it. I think what it is, the acceptable face of shithousery ends with a knee slide. And I remember when we signed Emmanuel Adebayor, City signed him from Arsenal, and when Mark Hughes was manager, and we beat Arsenal. We always used to lose to Arsenal, always, always, always. And we ended like a 25-year losing streak by beating them 4-2 at the Etihad. And Adebayor scored, and he ran the full length of the pitch and did a knee slide in front of the Arsenal fans. So I think, you know, the knee slide is the boom shakalak of shithousery.
Yeah. I think, and I saw a player in Europe as well, and I'm not sure, like, you know, what team they were playing for or anything like that. But he, the fans were singing that, you know, that universal, you know, there's only one greedy bastard and stuff like that. You know, and kind of like making out, and this player must have either at half time prepared this or before the game prepared this, been expecting it, and he scored a goal not far from the and celebrated with the away fans, and then as he walked past the home fans, he reached into his sock and produced a little roll of notes and started reeling the notes off and throwing them towards the fans. I think it's like it's the acceptable face of the right of reply as well, isn't it? You know, to play for players.
Can anybody think of examples of where shithousery has backfired and it becomes hubris, where, you know, a player will do something and then it will just basically come back to bite them? I suppose Mourinho and Simeone was a 20-year long piece of shithousery that eventually backfired and came back to haunt them. I've thrown this out there unhelpfully with no examples in my head of it, but I'm just thinking if we can think maybe about things that players have done and it generally backfires. Maybe it was there anything with the Ashley? No, did Ashley Cole get anything for the air rifle incident? Was there any shithousery, fan-related shithousery to that? Can't remember.
No, I mean, I think basically you just got you've just basically got you know, Cashley. That was it, really. I mean, it was more about his book than anything else. I remember a Toon fan friend of mine talking about when Newcastle played Arsenal on the Saturday. Arsenal had lost the UEFA Cup final because of Naeem's goal. Ian Wright came to get the ball for a throw-in. And he said, one of the Geordie fans was like, Righty. And he said, Ian Wright looked up and he just went, "Where are your fucking medals?" the same friend told me as well when David Seaman split up with his wife, and it was in the news, and they were playing Newcastle again. They were behind the goal, and all for the whole game they just sang, Seaman, where's your wife? Seaman, where's your wife?" I mean, that's just that's acting despicably.
You know, when Robbie Fowler did the snorting coke simulation. What was the just to go back to what Dave was saying about hubris? Did he get a ban or was he censured over it? I can't remember what happened.
I think there was a fine. I don't think
there was
he got
a fine, wasn't there? Yeah.
I think, I'm not sure, but yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of a little bit unacceptable, but by the same token, he was, you know, there was really nasty rumours being spread about him being a cokehead. And I think that was a really amusing acknowledgement of it. Top shithousery, basically, from the lad Fowler. Top shithousery.
Well, and also, we're focusing on the negative in a way, we should give credit to, I don't know what the opposite of shithousery would be, but I mean, Robbie Fowler, obviously a shining example with the penalty that he didn't think was a penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Which he then deliberately missed with David Seaman. His Liverpool Dockers celebration. And also, who was the Nazi that played for West Ham? Brilliant player. Paolo.
Not Di Canio.
Paolo Di Canio, when he caught the ball, didn't he? You'll know this, Howard.
Yeah, that was the Everton goalkeeper. I think it was Gerrard, the old Everton keeper, had chased after the ball to see it out towards the corner, and he just went down with what appeared to be a horrific knee injury. It just collapsed under him. And a West Ham player crossed the ball, and Di Canio was on the edge of the 18-yard box, and there was, like, you know, basically a couple of defenders and an open goal. And they crossed the ball, and instead of taking it on his chest and smashing it into the goal, he just caught the ball and just started wagging his finger like, no, we can't play on that while he's injured like that.
I mean,
that's just a phenomenal act of sportsmanship. I don't know about shithousing, to be honest.
No, I'm saying it's the opposite. I was just saying we should, you know, just to balance out, we've been talking about the kind of people doing despicable things and taking pride in him. And it just made me think of Robbie Fowler when you talk about the coke thing. You know, he, when there was that penalty against Arsenal, that he didn't think it was a penalty. The referee gave it and he said, "No, I dived," or "it wasn't a penalty." You know, that he was... I've always been a fan of Robbie Fowler, actually. But anyway,
yeah, no, I agree, because he's always fitted the... In fact, he's also a player that all three of us have seen play for our clubs.
That's true.
And you know, he's always been willing to comment on things like that, you know, and the Dockers, you know, shirt and everything else. I just thought, yeah, he was one of those players that, in fact, I've just thought of another incident of shithousery involving Robbie Fowler. Back when the Spice Boys were a thing and McManaman was playing and all the rest of it, I think it almost certainly Villa, because there was that period where like Liverpool just battered Villa every single time they played them, home and away, battered them. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, you scored a goal and it was literally almost from the kickoff. It was the first move and it took about 30 seconds. You were 1-0 up. And Robbie Fowler and Steve McManaman celebrated on the edge of the 18-yard box by both looking at imaginary wristwatches going, oh, bloody hell, that was quick. Has the game started?
Yeah.
That's shithousery, that yeah, is.
Brilliant.
That's
top
great.
Stuff. Top stuff. But sometimes, yeah, I also, the thing is, I think, notice in the description of shithousery, there's no mention of trying to gain an advantage. And I think that's what appeals to me about shithousery. You know, it's somebody just, you know, behaving badly for whatever reason, and they're proud of it, and there's nothing to be gained.
Yeah, which is, I suppose that's the difference with gamesmanship, isn't it? Because gamesmanship is all about gaining advantage. Shithousery is just a wanton act of despicable behaviour.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, sure. Sometimes it might actually there might actually be a benefit to it, to the team, to, you know, for the result, whatever. But yeah, I just think I think shithousing is. I mean, for instance, after Liverpool came back from 3-0 down to beat AC Milan in the Champions League, the next Milan derby. Oh, good Lord! The Inter fans just waited, kept their powder dry. And then second half, they bring up this massive, like one end of a stadium size banner, Gerrard, with the number of the, you know, minutes he scored.
Yeah.
And then they take it down and then they wait and wait and wait. And then they put another one up, perfectly timed.
Schmitzer.
Then they put another one up. For Javi Alonso, and then right at the end of the game, just before the game's about to finish, they just put up this huge banner of Jerzy Dudek as a clown, saying,
really?
and it just said, "Forever Inter for one night, Liverpool," and it was just, yeah. I mean,
that's very elaborate. Very elaborate.
Yeah, that's drop the mic shithousery. That's
proper tifosi behaviour. You know, the ultras, the, you know, Italian fans, when they commit, they fucking commit. You know, I mean, have you heard tales of, talk about shithousery? You know, if you're a team in Italy and it looks like, and you get relegated, your last game of the season, you'll be lucky if there's like 2,000 fans there, and the only reason the 2,000 fans turn up is to spit at you, sing songs, nasty songs about you, and throw rocks on the pitch.
Yeah. Just on that, I've got another nice story to counterbalance the shithousery. When Roberto Mancini got sacked by Man City, he took out an advert in the Manchester Evening News saying thank you for, you know, to the Manchester City fans. The picture of him with the trophy that he'd won. And then the City Supporters Club clubbed together and took out a full page advert in the Gazzetta del Sport and with saying thank you to Mancini in Italian. So that was, that's not a funny story. It's not shithousery, but it's a nice story.
That is a nice story. And similar to the fact that Leeds fans took out a full page advert in a local paper in Rosario that they figured out was the closest thing to Marcelo Bielsa's local paper. And took out a full page advert thanking him for everything. But the weird thing is there's no mention of Leeds United at all. It is just the wording. Sure. Just saying, you know, but it's obvious it's from Leeds fans because it mentions a couple of, like, you know, moments that were special and will live on forever. And it was just a thank you. And yeah, it went, it caught the imagination. And like, you know, the editor of this like tiny little parochial local newspaper was on, you know, national news in Argentina, because it had, you know, acquired such, it attracted such attention from all over the world. It's the most popular edition of their newspaper that they've ever had.
Brilliant. Just to bring shithousery up to date, which may, I'm thinking of a shithousing example that might backfire. We don't know yet, but Erling Haaland may have made an early piece of shithousing the other day when he was unveiled at Man City. And they said, who are you most looking forward to playing? And he said, well, I'm most looking forward to playing, and I can hardly say their name, Manchester United. So he's kind of put it out there already. He's not afraid to kind of stoke the rivalry. So if he misses a sitter at Old Trafford, then shit housing will be committed.
This is the son of Alfie Inge Haaland, the man who, you know, when Red Bull cans were thrown at him by his own fans, he picked them up and drank them and carried on playing. So I mean, Alfie was a top player, and he was kind of I reckon Erling is probably going to take the shithousing to next level.
Let's hope that.
I'm just wondering about shithousing now. I think that example I gave earlier of the Aussie goalkeeper, like, you know, chucking the water bottle, it's not so much shithousing, is it? Because that was deliberately to seek an advantage of some kind.
That's gamesmanship.
Yeah. Yeah. So I started all of this by giving an example that isn't shithousing. So there you go. Sorry about that. Tells you what I know, doesn't it, really? Fucking useless. And on that note, I think, you know, we've kind of got as far as we can with shithousing for now.
We can return to it. Shithousing too.
Yeah. Yeah, get in touch, everybody. Tell us about your favourite shithousing. No, seriously, don't. We don't care. So anyway, as always, thanks for listening. No, lovely to see you, boys.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Lovely to see you. Cheers, H. Great as ever. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
See you next time.
See you soon.
Bye.